American Government Textbook. Textbook available for free at cnx.org. Audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key Terms, Chapter 9, Bipartisanship, a Process of Cooperation Through Compromise. Critical Election, an election that represents a sudden, clear, and long-term shift in voter allegiances. Divided Government, a condition in which one or more houses of legislature is controlled by the party in opposition to the executive. First Past the Post, a system in which the winner of an election is the candidate who wins the greatest number of votes cast, also known as plurality voting. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of legislative districts in an attempt to favor a particular candidate. Majoritarian voting, a type of election in which the winning candidate must receive at least 50% of the votes, even if a runoff election is required. Majority party, the legislative party with over half the seats in a legislative body and thus significant power to control the agenda. Minority party, the legislative party with less than half the seats in a legislative body. Moderate, an individual who falls in the middle of the ideological spectrum. Party identifiers, individuals who represent themselves in public as being part of a party. Party organization, the formal structure of the political party and the active members responsible for coordinating party behavior and supporting party candidates. Party platform, the collection of a party's positions on issues it considers politically important. Party polarization, the shift of party positions from moderate towards ideological extremes. Party realignment, the shifting of party alliances within the electorate. Party in government, party identifiers who have been elected to office and are responsible for fulfilling the party's promises. Party in the electorate, members of the voting public who consider themselves part of a political party or who consistently prefer the candidates of one party over the other. Personal politics, a political style that focuses on building direct relationships with voters rather than on promoting specific issues. Plurality voting, the election rule by which the candidate with the most votes wins, regardless of vote share. Political machine, an organization that secures votes for a party's candidates or supports the party in other ways, usually in exchange for political favors such as a job in government. Political parties, organizations made up of groups of people with similar interests that try to directly influence public policy through their members who seek and hold public office. Precinct, the lowest level of party organization, usually organized around neighborhoods. Proportional representation, a party-based election rule in which the number of seats a party receives is a function of the share of votes it receives in an election. Reapportionment, the reallocation of House seats between the states to account for population changes. Redistricting, the redrawing of electoral maps. Safe seat, a district drawn so members of a party can be assured of winning by a comfortable margin. Sorting, the process in which voters change party allegiances in response to shifts in party position. Third parties, political parties formed as an alternative to the Republican and Democratic parties, also known as minor parties. Two-party system, a system in which two major parties win all or almost all elections. Chapter 10, Association, groups of companies or institutions that organize around a common set of concerns, often within a given industry or trade. AstroTurf movement, a political movement that resembles a grassroots movement, but is often supported or facilitated by wealthy interests and or elites. Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission was a 2010 Supreme Court case that granted corporations and unions the right to spend unlimited amounts of money on elections. Collective good, a good such as public safety or clean air, often produced by government that is generally available to the population as a whole. contract lobbyist, a lobbyist who works for a contract lobbying firm that represents clients before government. Disturbance theory, the theory that an external event can lead to interest group mobilization. Efficacy, the belief that you make a difference and that government cares about you and your views. Elite critique, the proposition that wealthy and elite interests are advantaged over those without resources. Fragmentation, the result when a large interest group develops diverging needs. Free rider problem, the situation that occurs when some individuals receive benefits or get a free ride without helping to bear the cost. Grassroots movement, a political movement that often begins from the bottom up, inspired by average citizens concerned about a given issue. In-house lobbyist, an employee or executive within an organization who works as a lobbyist on behalf of the organization. Inside lobbying, the act of contacting and taking the organization's message directly to lawmakers in an attempt to influence policy. Iron triangle, three-way relationship among congressional committees, interest groups, and the bureaucracy. Issue network, a group of interest groups and people who work together to support a particular issue or policy. Legislative liaison, a person employed by a government entity such as a local government, executive department, or university to represent the organization before the legislature. Lobbyist, a person who represents an organization before government in an attempt to influence policy. Material incentives, substantive monetary or physical benefits given to group members to help overcome collective action problems. Membership organization, an interest group that usually consists of dues-paying members who organize around a particular cause or issue. Neo-pluralist, a person who suggests that all groups' access and influence depend on the political environment. Outside lobbying, the act of lobbying indirectly by taking the organization's message to the public, often through the use of media and or by issue press releases, in hopes that the public will then put pressure on lawmakers. Particularized benefit, a benefit that generally accrues to a narrow segment of society. Pluralist, a person who believes many groups healthily compete for access to decision makers. Public interest group, an interest group that seeks a public good, which is something that accrues to all. Purposive incentives, benefits to overcome collective action problems that appeal to people's support of the issue or cause. Revolving door laws, laws that require a cooling off period before government officials can register to lobby after leaving office. Soft money, money that interests can spend on behalf of candidates without being restricted by federal law. Solidary incentives, benefits based on the concept that people like to associate with those who are similar to them. Voting cues, sources, includes fellow lawmakers, constituents, and interest groups that lawmakers often use to help them decide how to vote, especially on unfamiliar issues. Chapter 11, apportionment, the process by which seats in the House of Representatives are distributed among the 50 states. Bicameralism, the political process that results from dividing a legislature into two separate assemblies. Bill, proposed legislation under consideration by a legislature. Cloture, a parliamentary process to end a debate in the Senate as a measure against filibuster, invoked when three-fifths of senators vote for the motion. Collective representation, the relationship between Congress and the United States as a whole, and whether the institution itself represents the American people. Conference committee, a special type of joint committee that reconciles different bills passed in the House and Senate so a single bill results. Constituency, the body of voters or constituents represented by a particular politician. Delegate model of representation, a model of representation in which the representatives feel compelled to act on the specific stated wishes of their constituents. Descriptive representation. The extent to which a body of representatives represents the descriptive characteristics of their constituencies, such as class, race, ethnicity, and gender. Enumerated powers. The powers given explicitly to the federal government by the Constitution to regulate interstate and foreign commerce, raise and support armies, declare war, coin money, and conduct foreign affairs. Filibuster. A parliamentary maneuver used in the Senate to extend debate on a piece of legislation as long as possible, typically with the intended purpose of obstructing or killing it. Implied powers. The powers not specifically detailed in the U.S. Constitution, but inferred as necessary to achieve the objectives of the national government. Inherent powers. The powers neither enumerated nor implied, but assumed to exist as a direct result of the country's existence. Joint committee. A legislative committee consisting of members from both chambers that investigates certain topics, but lacks bill referral authority. Majority leader. The leader of the majority party in either the House or Senate. In the House, the majority leader serves under the Speaker of the House. In the Senate, the majority leader is the functional leader and chief spokesperson for the majority party. Markup. The amending and voting process in a congressional committee. Minority leader. The party member who directs the activities of the minority party on the floor of either the House or the Senate. Oversight. The right to review and monitor other bodies, such as the executive branch. Politico model of representation. A model of representation in which members of Congress act as either trustee or delegate, based on rational political calculations about who is best served, the constituency or the nation. Pork barrel politics. Federal spending intended to benefit a particular district or set of constituents. President pro tempore. The senator who acts in the absence of the actual president of the Senate, who is also the vice president of the United States. The president pro tempore is usually the most senior senator of the majority party. Representation. An elected leader's looking out for his or her constituents who, while carrying out the duties of the office. Select committee. A small legislative committee created to fulfill a specific purpose and then disbanded. Also called an ad hoc or special committee. Speaker of the House. The presiding officer of the House of Representatives and the leader of the majority party. The speaker is second in the presidential line of succession after the vice president. Standing committee. A permanent legislative committee that meets regularly. Surge and decline theory. A theory proposing that the surge of stimulation occurring during presidential elections subsides during midterm elections, accounting for the differences we observe in turnouts and results. Trustee model of representation. A model of representation in which representatives feel at liberty to act in the way they believe is best for their constituents. Whip. In the House and in the Senate, a high leadership position whose primary duty is to enforce voting discipline in the chambers and conferences. Chapter 12. Bully pulpit. Theodore Roosevelt's notion of the presidency as a platform from which the president could push an agenda. Cabinet. A group of advisors to the president, consisting of the most senior appointed officers of the executive branch who head the 15 executive departments. Executive agreement. An international agreement between the president and other countries made by the executive branch and without formal consent by the Senate. Executive office of the president. The administrative organization that reports directly to the president and made up of important offices, units, and staff of the current president and headed by the White House Chief of Staff. Executive order. A role or order issued by the president without the cooperation of Congress and having the force of law. Executive privilege. The president's right to withhold information from Congress, the judiciary, or the public. Going public. A term for when the president delivers a major television address in the hope that public pressure will result in legislators supporting the president on a major piece of legislation. Impeachment. The act of charging a government official with serious wrongdoing, which in some cases may lead to the removal of that official from office. King Caucus. an informal meeting held in the 19th century, sometimes called a congressional caucus, made up of the legislators in the Congress who met to decide on presidential nominees for their respective parties. Line item veto, a power created through law in 1996 and overturned by the Supreme Court in 1998 that allowed the president to veto specific aspects of bills passed by Congress while signing into law what remained. Office of Management and Budget, an office within the executive office of the president charged with producing the president's budget, overseeing its implementation, and overseeing the executive bureaucracy. Raleigh around the flag effect, a spike in presidential popularity during international crisis. Signed statement, a statement a president issues with the intent to influence the way a specific bill the president signs should be enforced. Chapter 13, amicus curiae, literally a friend of the court, and used for a brief filed by someone who is interested in but not party to a case. Appellate court, a court that reviews cases already decided by a lower or trial court and that may change the lower court's decision. Appellate jurisdiction, the power of a court to hear a case on appeal from a lower court and possibly change the lower court's decision. Associate justice, a member of the Supreme Court who is not the Chief Justice. Brief, a written legal argument presented to a court by one of the parties in a case. Chief Justice, the highest ranking justice on the Supreme Court. Circuit courts, the appeals or appellate courts of the federal court system that review decisions of the lower district courts, also called courts of appeals. Civil law, a non-criminal law defining private rights and remedies. Common law, the pattern of law developed by judges through case decisions largely based on precedent. Concurring opinion, an opinion written by a justice who agrees with the court's majority opinion but has different reasons for doing so. Conference, closed meeting of the justices to discuss cases on the docket and take an initial vote. Courts of appeals, the appellate courts of the federal court system that review decisions of the lower district courts, also called circuit courts. Criminal law, a law that prohibits actions that could harm or endanger others and establishes punishment for those actions. Dissenting opinion, an opinion written by a justice who disagrees with the majority opinion of the court. District courts, the trial courts of the federal court system where cases are tried, evidence is presented, and witnesses' testimony is heard. Docket, the list of cases pending on a court's calendar. Dual court system, the division of the courts into two separate systems, one federal and one state, with each of the 50 states having its own courts. Judicial activism, a judicial philosophy in which a justice is more likely to overturn decisions or rule actions by the other branches unconstitutional, especially in an attempt to broaden individual rights and liberties. Judicial restraint, a judicial philosophy in which a justice is more likely to let stand the decisions or actions of the other branches of government. Judicial review, the power of the courts to review actions taken by other branches of government and the states and to rule on whether those actions are constitutional. Majority opinion, an opinion of the court with which more than half of the nine justices agree. Marbury versus Madison, the 1803 Supreme Court case that established the court's power of judicial review and the first time the Supreme Court ruled an act of Congress to be unconstitutional. Oral argument, words spoken before the Supreme Court, usually by lawyers, explaining the legal reasons behind their position in a case and why it should prevail. Original jurisdiction, the power of a court to hear a case for the first time. Precedent, the principles or guidelines established by courts in earlier cases that frame the ongoing operation of the courts, steering the direction of the entire system. Rule of four, a Supreme Court custom in which a case will be heard when four justices decide to do so. Senatorial courtesy, an unwritten custom by which the president consults the senators in the state before nominating a candidate for a federal vacancy there, particularly for court positions. Solicitor General, the lawyer who represents the federal government and argues some cases before the Supreme Court. Stare decisis, the principle by which courts rely on past decisions and their precedents when making decisions in new cases. Trial court, the level of court in which a case starts or is first tried. Writ of certiorari, an order of the Supreme Court calling up the records of the lower court so a case may be reviewed, sometimes abbreviated cert. Chapter 14, amendatory veto. A veto that allows a governor to send a bill back to the legislature with a message requesting a specific amendment. Charter, a document that provides a framework and detailed account of local government responsibilities and areas of authority. Commission system, an elected commission that serves as the governing body within a county. Consecutive term limits, caps allowing a member of the legislature to serve for only a specified period of time in either the state house or senate, enforcing a wait before the member can run again. Council administrator system, an elected council that appoints an administrator to oversee the operation of the county government. Council elected executive system, a county government in which voters elect both the members of the council and the executive. Council manager system, a structure of government in which elected members of the city council appoint a city manager to carry out administrative functions. Delegate legislator, a legislator who represents the will of those who elected him or her to office and acts in their expressed interest, even when it goes against a personal belief about what is ultimately in the constituency's best interest. Dillon's rule, a legal principle that holds state power and actions above those of local governments and declares state governments to be sovereign relative to local governments. Expressed powers, those powers specifically provided to the Congress and the President in the U.S. Constitution. Formal powers, those powers a governor may exercise that are specifically outlined in the state constitution or state law. Home rule, principle that provides local governments some degree of independence from the state government, typically detailed in a charter. Implied powers, those powers not specifically detailed in the U.S. Constitution, but inferred as necessary to achieve the objectives of the national government. Individualistic political culture, a culture that views the government as a mechanism for addressing issues that matter to individual citizens and for pursuing individual goals. Lifetime ban, a rule that members can serve only one time in the state legislature for the number of years allotted and may not run again. Line item veto, a state governor's ability to strike out a line or individual portion of a bill while letting the remainder pass into law. Mayor-council system, a structure of government in which both city council members and the mayor are elected by voters. Moralistic political culture, a culture that views the government as a means to better society and promote the general welfare. Pardon, a governor's action to absolve someone of blame for a crime and secure his or her release from prison. Reduction veto, a governor's authority to reduce the amount budgeted in a piece of legislation. Term limits, rules that restrict the length of time a member can serve in the state legislature. Traditionalistic political culture, a culture that views the government as necessary to maintaining the existing social order or the status quo. Trustee, an office holder who believes he or she was elected to exercise judgment and to know best by virtue of having the time and expertise to study and understand an issue. Chapter 15, bureaucracy, an administrative group of non-elected officials charged with carrying out functions connected to a series of policies and programs. Bureaucrats, the civil servants or political appointees who fill non-elected positions in government and make up the bureaucracy. Civil servants, the individuals who fill non-elected positions in government and make up the bureaucracy, also known as bureaucrats. Government corporation, a corporation that fulfills an important public interest and is therefore overseen by government authorities to a much larger degree than private businesses. Merit system, a system of filling civil service positions by using competitive examinations to value experience and competence over political loyalties. Negotiated rulemaking, a rulemaking process in which neutral advisors convene a committee of those who have vested interests in the proposed rules and help the committee reach a consensus on them. Patronage, the use of government positions to reward individuals for their political support. Pay schedule, a chart that shows salary ranges for different levels of positions vertically and for different ranks of seniority horizontally. Privatization, measures that incorporate the market forces of the private sector into the function of government to varying degrees. Public administration, the implementation of public policy as well as the academic study that prepares civil servants to work in government. Red tape, the mechanisms, procedures, and rules that must be followed to get something done. Spoils system, a system that rewards political loyalties or party support during elections with bureaucratic appointments after victory. Whistleblower, a person who publicizes misdeeds committed within a bureaucracy or other organization. Chapter 16, Bottom-Up Implementation, a strategy in which the federal government allows local areas some flexibility to meet their specific challenges and needs in implementing policy. Congressional Budget Office, the congressional office that scores the spending or revenue impact of all proposed legislation to assess its net effect on the budget. Debt, the total amount the government owes across all years. Deficit, the annual amount by which expenditures are greater than revenues. Discretionary spending, government spending that Congress must pass legislation to authorize each year. Distributive policy, a policy that collects payments or resources broadly, but concentrates direct benefits on relatively few. Entitlement, a program that guarantees benefits to members of a specific group or segment of the population. Excise tax, taxes applied to specific goods or services as a source of revenue. Free market economics, a school of thought that believes the forces of supply and demand, working without any government intervention, are the most effective way for markets to operate. Keynesian economics, an economic policy based on the idea that economic growth is closely tied to the ability of individuals to consume goods. Laissez-faire, an economic policy that assumes the key to economic growth and development is for the government to allow private markets to operate efficiently without interference. Libertarians, people who believe that government almost always operates less efficiently than the private sector and that its actions should be kept to a minimum. Mandatory spending, government spending earmarked for entitlement programs guaranteeing support to those who meet certain qualifications. Medicaid, a health insurance program for low-income citizens. Medicare, an entitlement health insurance program for older people and retirees who no longer get health insurance through their work. Policy advocates, people who actively work to propose or maintain public policy. Policy analysts, people who identify all possible choices available to a decision maker and assess the potential impact of each. Progressive tax, a tax that tends to increase the effective tax rate as the wealth or income of the taxpayer increases. Public policy, the broad strategy government uses to do its job, the relatively stable set of purposive government behaviors that address matters of concern to some part of society. Recession, a temporary contraction of the economy in which there is no economic growth for two consecutive quarters. Redistributive policy, a policy in which costs are borne by a relatively small number of groups or individuals, but benefits are expected to be enjoyed by a different group in society. Regressive tax, a tax applied at a lower overall rate as individuals' income rises. Regulatory policy, a policy that regulates companies and organizations in a way that protects the public. Safety net, a way to provide for members of society experiencing economic hardship. Social Security, a social welfare policy for people who no longer receive an income from employment. Supply-side economics, an economic policy that assumes economic growth is largely a function of a country's productive capacity. Top-down implementation, a strategy in which the federal government dictates the specifics of public policy and each state implements it the same exact way. Chapter 17, Balance of Power, a situation in which no one nation or region is much more powerful militarily than any other in the world. Balance of Trade, the relationship between a country's inflows and outflows of goods. Cold War, the period from shortly after World War II until approximately 1989-1990, when advanced industrial democracies divided between the two superpowers, East for the Soviet Union, West for the United States, and the fear of nuclear war abounded. Congressional Executive Agreement, an international agreement that is not a treaty and that is negotiated by the President and approved by a simple majority of the House and Senate. Containment, the effort by the United States and Western European allies begun during the Cold War to prevent the spread of communism. Diplomacy, the establishment and maintenance of a formal relationship between countries. Foreign policy, a government's goals in dealing with other countries or regions and the strategy used to achieve them. Free trade, a policy in which a country allows the unfettered flow of goods and services between itself and other countries. Hard power, the use or threat of military power to influence the behavior of another country. Isolationism, a foreign policy approach that advocates a nation staying out of foreign entanglements and keeping to itself. Liberal internationalism, a foreign policy approach of becoming proactively engaged in world affairs by cooperating in a community of nations. Neo-isolationism, a policy of distancing the United States from the United Nations and other international organizations while still participating in the world economy. Neoconservatism, the belief that rather than exercising restraint, the United States should aggressively use its might to promote its values and ideals around the world. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, a cross-national military organization with bases in Belgium and Germany formed to maintain stability in Europe. Protectionism, a policy in which a country does not permit other countries to sell goods and services within its border or charges them very high tariffs or import taxes to do so. Selective engagement, a policy of retaining a strong military presence and remaining engaged across the world. Soft power, non-military tools used to influence other countries, such as economic sanctions. Sole Executive Agreement, an international agreement that is not a treaty and that is negotiated and approved by the President acting alone. Treaty, an international agreement entered by the United States that requires presidential negotiation with other nations, consent by two-thirds of the Senate, and final ratification by the President. Two Presidencies Thesis. The thesis by Wildowsky that there are two distinct presidencies, one for foreign and one for domestic policy, and that presidents are more successful in foreign than domestic policy. United Nations, or UN, an international organization of nation states that seeks to promote peace, international relations, and economic and environmental programs.